This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Virtual reality seeks to allow us to interact with the computational world as a seamless thought sphere. Hi, my name is Reggie Watts, and you are listening to the New Yorker Radio Hour. And I'm here to talk to you about virtual reality. Virtual reality should be a lot of fun. Virtual reality should be weird and colorful, emotional, demoralizing, not distracting. Every single human being that has ever been born and has died, something really strong and sincere, candy bar that really satisfies, yet feels as though I'm being healthfully rejuvenated. Well, a thought sphere is human consciousness, whether it's synthetic or organic. Collective consciousness continues to evolve collectively, agreed upon as functioning in a certain way. Virtual reality should never, ever be not in existence. Virtual reality should never at all costs, nor ever, or ever try to never, in avoidance of trying to, become stronger than what it is. Never, ever should it, never would it, it's already strong enough. Never, ever would be, should virtual reality be about subject matter like fruit, small people, or rock formations. To me, that's kind of the point. Well, the difference between reality squared, versus virtual reality, I would say that real reality is much better than virtual reality at being real reality. It's the original reality, OR. Nothing is better than real reality itself when it comes to reality. Real reality. It's just been around so long, so I'm like, oh yeah, right, here we are. Real reality isn't virtual in the classic sense. Virtual reality is the complete immersion in technology. It seeks to simulate the sense real space and time. The single most convincing version of virtual reality. Virtual reality is definitely full tech simulation. Reality is nature tech, life stuff, immersive nature, quest for life. Real reality is, some people would say that reality is a form of virtual reality. Reality is incredibly elusive, and something that's virtual, it's always better, way better than the real thing. We are in a simulation, interpreting the reality that we exist in. Simulation. So in the future, virtual reality will become reality, and we'll realize that, oh, that was the reality. Man, we had to fight so long and so hard to get there.
Reggie Watts, the one-of-a-kind comedy and music performer.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.